properties on this one subdivision, there's not any. But again, both owners of the subdivision are here saying that they were okay with it. So does that fall in the same category too? So I'm just trying to be the advocate here to look at this, because we look for error in law and not opinion.
That's a conditional use permit by definition is to fill that need, and it doesn't base compatibility for other projects. That is the point of a conditional use permit. It's for that individual and for that purpose only. And so it doesn't set precedence in the neighborhood, but it does. If you, I understand that. You know, it's easier to approve the second one after you've approved the first one, but that is the purpose of a conditional use permit, is to allow a specific case and a specific individual to do something that's non-compatible in that area. That's the purpose of it. And that's the request in this case.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's why, as a board, it's really important that we look at the verbiage, mm-hmm. and that we're making a decision based on the verbiage so we have clarity. Because, you know, number three, the one that said concerns with safety because the tiny home was mobile, well, obviously that was resolved. The deal with the roads are narrow, that doesn't matter. Yeah. But when I look at those other two, when you're making a decision based on the way it's written, that's what you need to reflect on your vote tonight. That's just my thoughts on that.
Thanks. It feels like you've provided more questions and clarity.
Sorry. I don't mean to, but that's our job. You know, our only decision is not based on character. It's not based on any of that stuff. It's based on, is there error? Are we making it? Was the right decision made? And do we stand behind it, or do we find the error? So that's just all I want to point out there tonight on that one. So you guys think about that, and if somebody wants to make a motion either way, we'll move forward. Again, it's always been easy for us when you got a subdivision of 20, 30, 40 homes in a subdivision. It's kind of easy to fall in that. But that's where I needed clarity, maybe, and maybe I didn't get all that from Scott. I'm not sure. But we have a neighborhood of 7 subdivisions. So do we base that on one subdivision? Or when they state one subdivision here, is that really reflecting on all subdivisions?
Well, I think we have to look at the surrounding area. When we talk to or listen to people coming in here, it's not just the two people that's in that subdivision.
Sure.
We listen to people that were surrounded and are impacted by that. And that's why I say that it is not compatible with the area. Now, you're right. I don't know that planning and zoning and those reasons are exactly what we should be looking at. But right. We also have to look at if there was an error made. And 3 out of those 4 opinions, maybe there was an error made, but I don't know that there was on all 4.
Okay, that's fair enough.
But all the adjacent people are supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you look at people,
the 3 or 4 around, yeah, those right around it, absolutely. And those are friends and family, and I believe that relationships are a premium, mm-hmm. because not everybody has that. But we also have to look at, we have signatures of 54 against, mm-hmm. in the area.
I have to look at their intent, and what was their intent? Was their intent just to speak of 2 lots? Probably not. Their intent was subdivision, and they're thinking subdivision like any traditional subdivision. I don't know if it was presented to them or not, but this is 2 lots.
Right.
My guess is they used the word subdivision and meant neighborhood.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it changes the intent of
those. And that's why it should have been worded. We can't assume. Unfortunately,
we can't assume that.
We can't assume it, because at the end of the day, you got to go by what's on black and white paper.
And at the end of the day, I can't make a decision based on there's assumption either way. It means I can't make a decision tonight because I don't know what the intent was. We'd have to subpoena them, come in, and postpone this. Yeah. And in that second line, they use the word neighborhood, that it's not compatible with the neighborhood. Although due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision, the chances are you're not going to have another nightly rental in a subdivision of 2 lots.
Right.
Scott, this was this list of four. This was quoted. It's quoted, but this was the letter that was submitted by the marshals. Is this the exact word for word verbiage?
Oh, good point. Thank you.
That that was provided by the planning and zoning.
But it's a document that they provided.
We're reading this off the document that they provided.
That's a great question.
That they had submitted. But is this the actual? Are these four items that are in quotations? Is this the actual determination that was made by planning and zoning, word for word?
You probably have to ask him if he listened to it and did it word for word. Do we have a copy of
Presley
it?
Presley listened to it.
Can we see that real quick?
Thank you. You guys want me to?
Which one you're looking at?
This is the document that they had provided the marshals. And the question is.
We didn't. I'm gonna read it just so you guys know.
They have this in quotations, but it's.
Well, it could have come from each decision.
So the exact.
Sent to him in the mail. Oh, you have to ask him if that came off of the audio.
Well, it's right.
Well, here. I got it right here, so I'll read it to you guys.
It's a minute, right?
Well, that's the decision that was sent to him.
Yeah. So the Planning Commission's motion to deny was based on Article 023.000. The nightly rental would have an adverse impact on the subdivision, comma. The nightly rental is not compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision. Concerns with safety because the tiny home was mobile. And the nightly rental is located in an area the roads are narrow. So that's verbatim to what we're saying.
Well, it's kind of confusing that they did use subdivision and neighborhood in the same word.
Yeah, it's not compatible with the neighborhood due to no other nightly rentals in the subdivision. I mean, that's the tough part on that, Rick, because, I mean, there's no doubt, obviously, they were looking at it as a whole,
Absolutely.
Not two properties.
Right.
But I want to bring those things up because as we work forward on these appeals, it's really important that we stand behind making sure we are making decisions based on exactly what it says so there's not confusion further down the road.
I think at that point we need to have the minutes of that particular meeting to make the decision. And we may be putting ourselves out and putting ourselves in trouble if we don't.
I don't know if there's not a reason we as a board couldn't move to postpone this decision until next month. I know that it has an impact on
well, they've been renting it already, right?
We have in the past.
Yeah.
We can then go back and listen to that. It's recorded and available to us. We can listen to that meeting and try to understand their intent. It's hard for me to make a decision without really knowing.
Yeah.
Although I can say that it's my understanding is that the onus is on the applicant to tell us there was an error made. And I'm not sure that I've heard that tonight, but
I don't believe that we have.
Okay. My guess is the default is I'm not sure that there is an error made, but to give them the benefit of the doubt, we need to go back and listen to that and understand it ourselves. Rick, is that what I'm hearing you say?
Unless you'd like to make a motion.
That's only our only option other than to make a motion.
There is another step to this process that they can go through if it is denied tonight at a higher level.
True. That's not their only recourse. You're absolutely right. I mean, I would feel confident enough in making a motion, and if it gets enough votes, that's it. And if not, then we can go another direction.
Well, you won't have the choice once you make the motion.
Oh, then it's
either denied or accepted.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If there's a second.
If there's a second.
Yeah, if there's a second, you get enough votes, yeah. I'm trying to think if I can word it in such a way that I can avoid that, but probably not.
We cannot make a motion.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Don't make a motion, we don't make a decision.
Oh, I think we owe it to the people to try to make a decision.
Make a motion.
I would make a motion. Let me get to the paperwork. I would make an motion in the appeal of 21-02A for Matthew Marshall appeal that we would approve the appeal. And I feel that an error was made in that this is a special use permit and not a rezoning, and that it will not affect the neighborhood because it'll be a single purpose use.
Okay. Do we have a second on that?
I'll second that.
Okay. So we have a second. All in favor say aye.
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 I'm going to go aye. Opposed? Okay. So, Scott, we have a 3-2.
Mm-hmm. Motion carries. It takes a like vote of three to pass a motion through the Board of Adjustment, which they did have for the motion that was made to approve.
Correct. So.
Paper and all this thick stuff.
Very interesting.
We're still in.
Oh, sorry. Just very interesting.
Not to interrupt you, but sorry.
I'm sorry.
They haven't finished up yet, so I do not have any new or old business for you. I do think we have one variance we're supposed to receive before next week. Well, we haven't received it. We got a call today, but thus far, besides some calls on appeals from Monday night's meeting for conditional use permits, they have a 90-day window from Monday night to be able to make that appeal, so...
Sounds good. Some no other new or old business?
I do not have.
Do we have anybody that'd like to make a motion to adjourn this meeting?
Don't move.
All right, second.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. We're dismissed.
Second.
Want to
get your car from mobile home for it?
Is there a way to find out what they meant by subdivision?
And they passed the
well, I, because Scott, you have to be the guy.